This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Boy, the silly things that come into our heads.
Okay. What are we talking about here?
You know. Just before we started.
Oh, the yawning?
Yeah, just before we started our program here this morning, Stacey rips off a big yawn.
Rips off. Make it sound like it was something terribly bad.
Well, you know, it was a big yawn.
It was a big yawn.
And you know what happens when one person yawns? Everybody around them yawns. So then I have to yawn because I see it. You get sympathetic yawning.
Like I'm trying to resist a yawn now. Just talking about it makes me want to yawn.
It must be just the word.
Yeah.
Yawn. It's just, you know, you have to open your mouth to say it. So, but so anyway, we were joking that, okay, if one person yawns and then somebody in the vicinity sees that, then they yawn automatically. It just seems like we just do.
We just do, yeah.
So then why doesn't the person who originally yawned then yawn again because they see... Like, if you start, and then I yawn, then you should yawn. And then I see that, then I should yawn.
Right.
So once
there's like never ending.
Yeah, once there's a yawn, shouldn't we, for the rest of recorded history, all be yawning?
Yeah. I've never thought about that ever until now.
Oh, I think there's probably got to be some tax money somewhere we can pull together to spend a couple of million dollars on a survey or something, right?
That's important stuff to find out.
A study of some sort, sure. Yeah, no,
I'll participate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm usually tired, so I can pretty much yawn for them. In fact, I think I'm working on one right now.
I know. It's hard just even talking about it. I can, like, feel it right here in your jaw.
Isn't honestly, at home, how many of you are yawning right
how
now?
How many yawned? To be honest.
Be honest. You know, raise your hands. We can't see them, but raise them anyway. Oh, it is kind of funny. You know, the funny thing is we associate yawning with being tired.
Right.
When actually it's just the opposite. Yawning is a response that our brain has to when we are tired, to try to keep us awake. Mm. Most people look at yawning as, oh, you must be tired. Well, actually, no, it's your brain wanting to stave that off and keep active.
Keep me going.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, whatever
thanks,
works.
Thanks, brain.
Yeah, thanks, brain. The brain's working on its own. Oh, the brain's got a brain of its own. We're in trouble now. Sounds like an episode of The Twilight Zone, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think we're all in trouble. You know, if it stops raining one of these next weeks, maybe we'll get outside and have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, aside from just mowing the lawn when you get that rare little window of opportunity.
Yeah.
It's been tough.
Yeah.
Especially with two young children around. Don't you just want to get outside sometimes and give them, like, the run of the lawn so you can just not have them, you know, closed in underfoot all the time?
Yes. And, you know, I took them to the park one night last week. Maybe Tuesday night or something. Whatever night it wasn't raining and crap.
That one night, yeah.
We went, and so, you know, the next night, okay, we'll go if it's not raining or if it's... And just kind of seemed like it kept continuing, and...
Do they bug you to want to go out?
Brianna, no, not really. Unless, like, Wyatt says he wants to go swing, and then she's swing, swing. But Wyatt, yeah. Sometimes he's been known to just walk out the door. And then it's like, Wyatt. And you look outside. And yeah, he's in the backyard on the swing set. So it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. You feel pretty bad on that one. But
he feels like he's saving mom the hassle. Because, you know, she's going to say yes anyway. And then she's going to want to go out there with me and watch over me. I don't need that. I'm a big boy now.
Oh, yeah. He says that. But he knows now. He's like, I didn't go outside by myself. I'm like, no, you didn't. Thank you. Because he'll hold the door open. You know, I didn't go outside. Yeah, you know, basically, he's outside, but he's still holding on the door. So
but I'm going,
okay.
So you better hurry.
Yeah. He did that Friday morning leaving for work. He's like, I hold the door. I didn't go outside by myself. I stayed right here.
They
okay,
just,
thanks.
At that age, and he's what, three and a half thereabouts? Yeah. At that age, they're past the, you know, terrible twos, and now they're into the part where they're trying to kind of push the envelope a little bit, kind of spread out, experiment a little, see what they can get away with here and there. And they're almost to the point where they're cute but devious.
Yeah.
Maybe that's mischievous. Maybe that's the definition of mischievous. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sure it's just a never-ending adventure.
It definitely is.
Wait till they get a little older and they try to push the envelope.
I can't wait for that one.
See where the boundaries really are.
Well, I can just see them teaming up together, you know, once Brianna is a little older. And
yeah, they'll do
I
that.
I can see Wyatt talking her into doing some things.
Yeah, well, there were four boys in my family. There are four boys in my family. And when we were young, we were all pretty much born boom, 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 boom. Yeah, we ran in a pack.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mom, you're a saint.
Yeah.
We ran in a pack. Not the easiest thing to do.
No.
Hey, you know, this time of the year, changing direction here just a little bit, you know, this time of the year, a lot of folks get different itches and urges, you know, because we want to get more outside, especially when we haven't been able to do a lot of that with the rain and stuff. But, you know, there's certain things folks look at, and it seems like, you know, a lot of folks don't necessarily always think about, like, for example, swapping houses. You know, some people will live in the same house all their lives. Some folks like to, you know, do something different once in a while, look for a new place. But finding a new place, that's great, fun, and exciting. It's the selling of the old place that sometimes can be a bit of an adventure. And this time of the year, when you get into the spring and early summer, those are times when, because the weather's nicer, that folks really think more about doing things like that. It's not much fun to move in the wintertime.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah. But there are some things you can do. A lot of the home experts, they put some tips together of things you can do to return to get the best investment or the best return on your investment when you're trying to move that home. And because that's an important part of it, too. Not just moving it, but moving it at a good price that's beneficial. Mm-hmm. One of those things is to kind of declutter, clean things up around there. Get rid of some of the clutter. Store items in the basement, the attic, or a friend's house. Maybe rent a storage space or sell some of the items if you just don't need them anymore. Because the more stuff you have sitting around, the more cluttered it looks, the less attractive it is to potential buyers when they come by. Also, they suggest to lighten and brighten your place. Any burned out bulbs, maybe use higher wattage bulbs if you can. Have defective electrical components repaired or replaced. You know, those are all things that when buyers walk through, potential buyers walk through, dollar signs start adding up in their heads if they because they're starting to think of things that I want to upgrade or I want to change. So take care of that ahead of time. Also, the yard is an important place, too. Look at your yard. What's out there? You got a lot of stuff sitting around? Well, you've got children, so of course you do. But, you know, maybe look at a gardener or a landscaper. Right? Trim back some of the overgrowth. Make sure you maintain the yard. A good-looking yard, I mean, it's all about staging. I mean, if you have a good-looking yard, that's, you know, the old-fashioned curb appeal.
Yeah.
If that looks good there, boy, people have a good feeling walking into the house then, too. Also, what about your plumbing and electrical? They said there's a 260% average return on investment.
Wow.
When you do those kinds of things. So consider repairing or replacing any of the defective plumbing or electrical items. Folks want to make big deductions when they're bargaining to buy the house if they see things that they're going to have to pay
right.
for. I mentioned staging. That's another thing. Things like fresh flowers and plants. Do things to liven up the home. You know, staging is really important. Also, kitchens and bathrooms. Those are the places most folks are nitpicky when it comes to looking at homes. We've all seen it. You know, the kitchen and bathroom updates sometimes can be expensive, but sometimes they don't have to be. You can resurface cabinets, repaint them maybe with different colors, replace toilet seats, dated fixtures, drawers, cabinet handles, the little things that can make it all look a little bit better. And also the interior, a little painting can go a long way too. Any repairs or repaint jobs you need to do, if there are any damaged walls, you know, patch the chips, the holes, the cracks, repaint over them, can make a big difference. You just get used to it if you don't, you know, if you don't get it fixed right away.
Yeah.
Eventually you get used to it, but they're not when they walk in for the first time. That's something the eye goes right to.
Mm-hmm.
Also carpeting too. If you have carpeting in some of the areas, shampoo or maybe use some spot remover, things like that if you have any stains or anything to make it look a little nicer. And then just flooring in general, repair and refinish any damaged floors, or you might want to cover them up with some neutral colored walls to neutral colored wall-to-wall carpeting to help you out there too. And then the outside of the house, you know, you might want to, depending upon the type of house you have, you may want to repaint or perhaps resurface the outside walls of the house. Make sure you patch and repair any damaged areas. Sometimes folks will go the whole nine yards and side the house, do some different things too before they sell to increase the value of the home long term. So, you know, all those kinds of things. There are a lot of different ways that you can get a return on your investment if you're trying to move that home. Nothing more frustrating for someone who's trying to sell a home than watching the calendar keep turning over and the sign is still in the front yard.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny to watch some of those home improvement shows on TV where they buy, sell homes, things like that, fix them up and whatever else. In some of those large cities, they talk about if the home is on the market for more than like 2 or 3 weeks, they get nervous. seems like around here sometimes two or three weeks is just getting started.
Yeah.
You know, but you can really eliminate some of that time. Nobody wants to be paying two mortgages.
No.
And two property tax bills and whatever else. So it's nice to keep that thing moving forward so you can get on with the rest of your life too. So yeah, this is the time of the year when a lot of folks do some of that outside work like that. So take a step back and take a good look. Even if you're not selling the home, you still want to be proud of where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So when folks go by, don't you want to be one of those homes that folks say, gee, that's cute. Mm-hmm. That looks really nice. Sense of pride there too.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of outdoors, you've got a few items there outdoors, right?
Yes, I sure do. Let's see. Well, the first annual flea market alley that continues over the weekend on through Sunday in Oneida. There also will be car parts in a tool swamp, and they'll have some food available by Cass County vendors since no outside food is allowed. There will also be some free entertainment in the park, and it's also the same weekend as the White Pole Road garage sales that runs through Oneida. Again, that's the first annual flea market alley continuing on June 7th in Oneida, and there'll also be car parts and a tool swap. The 2015 Audubon Flight Breakfast will be held on Sunday, June 7th from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. It's at the Audubon County Airport, and they'll be serving ham and cheese omelets, pancakes, coffee, milk, and juice, just $7 for adults, and children 11 and under are $5. And there is free breakfast to all fly-ins. You can get your tickets at Audubon State Bank, Landman's Bank, Audubon Foods, the Chamber Office, and also at the door. For parking, they'll have a shuttle bus to and from the airport from DR and KW Transter. And Clarence Funteller, Pearl Harbor survivor, will be present to visit with. Again, there's no vehicle parking at the airport, and you can also bike or walk the T-Bone Trail because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and if you'd like more information on that, you can give them a call. Again, it's the 2015 because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and if you'd like more information on that, you can give them a call. Again, it's the 2015 because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and if you'd like more information on that, you can give them a call. Again, it's the 2015 because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and if you'd like more information on that, you can give them a call. Again, it's the 2015 Audubon Flight Breakfast, June 7th, from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon County Airport. In Brayton, it's the Brayton Card Party on June 7th at the community building at 6th, because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and if you'd like more information on that, you can give them a call. Again, it's the 2015 Audubon Flight Breakfast, June 7th, from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon County Airport. In Brayton, it's the Brayton Card Party on June 7th at the community building at 6:30. You can bring a snack to share, and everyone is welcome to attend. In Marnie, the Marnie Community Club and Housing Committee meeting will be held on June 8th at 7 p.m. at the Marnie Community Center. An outdoor day camp will be held at Viking Lake in Stanton on June 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's open to all youth that have completed grades 4 through 8. Throughout the day, they will learn about fishing, canoeing, leaves and trees, nature, environment, some outdoor cooking, and much more. The day camp is $20 per youth, and registrations are due to the Montgomery County Extension Office. Again, it's the outdoor day camp at Viking Lake in Stanton on June 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Connections Area Agency is pleased to announce that the state is continuing the Farmers Market Voucher Program for older Iowans. With this program, seniors meeting income requirements can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers market to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. Applications for the vouchers should now be available at your local senior center. The Oneida Community Blood Drive is coming up on June 9th. It's from noon to 6 at the Community Center. And if you'd like to make an appointment, you can contact Donis at 762-3816 or Mary at 762 4471. And of course, walk-ins are welcome. It's the NIDA Community Blood Drive, June 9th from noon to 6 at the Community Center. Also, some other area blood drives in Audubon on June 10th from noon to 6 at St. Patrick's Parish Center, and in Lewis on June 11th from noon to 5:30 at the Lewis Community Center, and also in Trainer on June 11th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Community Center. A Relay for Life fundraiser will be held at the Atlantic Pizza Hut on June 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. You can call for dine-in or carry-out pizza, and then Pizza Hut will donate 20% of the sales to Relay for Life. All you need to do is just present a coupon. Again, that's the Relay for Life fundraiser at the Atlantic Pizza Hut on June 10th from 5 to 8. Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, they are celebrating 50 years of service, and they're going to have an open house to celebrate that on June 11th from 3 to 6 p.m. at their new location, 1500 East 10th Street in Atlantic. And then during the open house, they'll have a brief program given by John along with the former Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center Executive Director Emerson Link and Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center Board President Mary Rorick. And that program begins at 5 p.m. Again, it's the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center's open house, June 11th from 3 to 6 p.m., and that's at their new location. Produce in the Park continues a long season of good food and great folks in the Atlantic City Park from 4:30 to 6:30. It's every Tuesday evening through October 15th. There will be fresh, locally grown produce, baked goods, and some home-crafted decor. And they'll have varied activities provided by for families to enjoy while shopping. Again, that's Produce in the Park. That's every Thursday evening through October 15th, and that is from 4:30 to 6:30. An Audubon Public Library Summer Reading Program will be held on June 11th at 1:30. Tim Reed, artist and cartoonist, will be present, and this is sponsored by the Southside Welding. Also in Audubon, it's the Audubon County Fair Figure 8 races. Those are starting June 12th at 7:30, and then registrations at 5. General admission is charged. Kids 12 and under are free, and they'll have food and drinks available at the grandstand. And this is sponsored by the Audubon County Fair Board. The Anishina Valley 10K, 5K, and 1 mile family fun run will be held on June 13th. The 10K begins at 8:30, 5K at 8:45, and the 1 mile family walk begins at 9:45. We also have some bounce houses, face painting, and yard games for children and families to enjoy from 8 to 11 a.m. Again, it's the Anishina Valley 10K, 5K, 1 mile family fun run on June 13th.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
That is it. All right. I do have a few other things going on. In fact, this weekend even, there are some things going on. There's a big, if you like old-fashioned stuff, going on up in the Shelby County area. The 5th Annual Art in the Park is going on this Sunday, June 7th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Pioneer Park on the south side of Harlan. There's art for sale, music, food, entertainment, some kids' activities, lots of things going on. And also, there will be the Shelby County Historical Museum Log Cabin Days, and that's going on also this Sunday, June 7th, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. There are all kinds of things happening. They have a Civil War reenactors who are providing demonstrations, and they'll be answering questions through the day. The Shelby County Historical Museum will be available for folks as well, and the Vintage Theater will be in plenty of use on Sunday, June 7th. They'll have all kinds of different presentations, including some classic Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck.
I remember.
Wile E. Coyote, Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, it's hard to find those on TV anymore.
Sylvester and Tweety, you know.
Pepe Le Pew.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff, and it's all free. Also, Daryl Draper will be performing as Teddy Roosevelt starting at 2 o'clock. So you'll see that as well in full costume and in full character at that point, and Teddy Roosevelt was indeed a character, so you'll enjoy that. So, yeah, it should be fun. A lot of stuff going on there. That's this weekend. Also, coming up, the Glenn Miller Festival, the 40th annual, will be held June 11th through the 14th down in Clarinda. So you can go online at glennmiller.org to find out more about all of those activities. And also the third annual Old Stone Arch Trail Shelby 5K Walk Run is being held on Saturday, June 13th. The run starts at 8:30. So they do ask folks to check in by 8 a.m. at the Corn Crib in Shelby. Pre-registration is $20 for adults and a $50 charge for the family. Now, it includes a T-shirt and a goodie bag. And all the proceeds for the day will go to the Shelby Fire Department. They do have prizes as well. You can sign up online. You can go to getmeregistered.com/Shelby5KRun. Or you can go to ShelbyIA.com if you'd like more information. Or just call the City Hall over in Shelby as well. They can share more information with you. That's coming up next week already. Also, if you had a chance to enjoy this past Thursday night, the Produce in the Park event in Atlantic at the City Park, they're doing it again this Thursday. And the Thursday after that. And the Thursday after that.
Yeah.
4:30 to 6:30 each Thursday night. They'll have fresh produce, baked goods, lots of things going on. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA is involved in those events. They have different performances each time around, too, though, from some different musicians and things. So I hope you get a chance to get out from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Atlantic City Park, Produce in the Park. And I'll throw something in too, because I was talking with Kathy McCrory here this past week as well. Her health is not allowing her right now to be able to facilitate the Atlantic Farmers Market, which people are typically so fond of and has been going on for a long time. So the regular farmers markets that folks have been used to for a number of years here in Atlantic are going to be suspended for the time being. But, you know, the good side is Produce in the Park will kind of help to fill some of that void,
yeah,
too. They kind of play off each other and help to enhance what each other are doing. But unfortunately, Kathy's health right now doesn't allow her to put the time and effort into getting everything coordinated for the farmers market again. So it's not done. It's just kind of suspended for the time being. And hopefully soon they'll be able to get back to regular business with the Atlantic Farmers Market. And we'll sure let you know when that particular time happens.
Yes.
All right, well, we need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, we have more things going on here, too. You know, there are some activities going on through the Cass County Extension and the Master Gardeners Program here in Cass County. In fact, they have a Master Gardener bus tour that's going to head off onto Des Moines on June 18th, not too far down the road. And they're going to hit the Des Moines Botanical Garden and the Polk County Master Gardener's Enabling Garden, just two of the highlights on the trip. They're scheduled for June 18th. They'll leave from the fairgrounds here in Atlantic at 8 a.m. They'll return around 6 p.m. They have other stops along the way, including nurseries, gardens, greenhouses in the greater Des Moines area. Lunch will be catered by Hickory Park, so that can only be good. And it'll be served by the Polk County Extension Office there at the Extension Office headquarters. Now, the trip is sponsored by the Cass County Master Gardeners, but it is open to anyone who would like to go. Registrations are due, though, by June 10th. So this coming Wednesday, you have to get registered to save your spot on the bus. Cost is $55, and that includes transportation, entrance fees, and the meal and a snack. And the registration forms are available at the Cass County Extension Office, and you can find them on the Extension website as well. And the itinerary for the event is on each form, so make sure you check all that out. So if you have any questions, call them at the Extension Office. They can answer those for you. But the deadline to register, again, is this Wednesday, June 10th. So if that interests you, get on it soon. Also, they have some webinars, free garden webinars that are set up each month during the summer, June, July, August. The Cass County Extension Office is a hosting location for those. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is hosting the Growing Season webinar series. Now, this is the sixth year for this Iowa Master Gardener Program summer series. It's open to all interested gardeners. Participants don't have to have completed Master Gardener training to attend. Each of the three webinars feature an ISU Master Gardener and an ISU Extension and Outreach faculty or staff member helping to present that two-hour course. Now, in June, the topic is Design from Yard to Trough. So they're going to talk about, different things you can do to add some spark to your landscape designs and use some trough planters filled with conifers and different things. In July, it's Water in the Garden is the topic. They'll discuss water-saving techniques to apply to the garden and how to incorporate creative water features, which is always kind of fun.
Well, yeah.
Like to have that background noise. Mm-hmm. Also, pollinators and growing herbs will be the topic in August, as they'll learn about attracting bees, birds, and butterflies and focus on growing, harvesting, and preserving culinary herbs in the garden as well. Now, these webinars are Tuesday evenings from 6:30 to 8:30. Okay, those are the times. It's June 16th, July 14th, August 18th. No cost, but they do ask you to call ahead to the Extension office where you'll be attending so that they'll have enough information there for you that evening. So check that out. You can check out more online at the websites.
Very nice.
Very good. Got some birthdays for us.
I do. We'd like to wish a happy 95th birthday to Vivian Langfeld. She'll be celebrating her 95th birthday on June 8th, and her family wishes to honor her with a card shower. You can send her a birthday greeting to 1200 Brookridge Circle, apartment C7 in Atlantic 50022. Again, happy birthday to Vivian Langfeld celebrating her 95th birthday on June 8th. And you can send her a birthday card to 1200 Brookridge Circle, apartment C7, Atlantic 50022. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Joan Heller, celebrating her birthday on June 11th. And also over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to H. Bett Williams, celebrating birthday on June 5th. And also to Neoma Steen, celebrating her birthday on June 9th. Happy birthday to everybody there.
Absolutely. A couple of anniversaries to share with you as well. We have a 55th anniversary wish going out to Roger and Betty Holiday. They celebrated already with their family, but if you'd like to honor them with a card, they're asking for cards of congratulations to have a little card shower for them. Roger and Betty Holiday can be reached at 108 West 4th Street in Messina, Iowa, 50853. That's 108 West 4th Street, Messina, Iowa, 50853. Family is sponsoring that. Their anniversary date is June the 10th, coming up this Wednesday. So happy 55th to Roger and Betty Holiday. Also have a 25th anniversary wish that is going out to Alan and Annette Wedemeyer. They were married in 1990, so they're celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary. June 16th is the date of their anniversary, but they're having an open house on June 14th. From 2 to 4 p.m. at Pilgrim Lutheran Church in Lake City. So there you go. Little road trip.
Yeah.
Happy 25th anniversary to Alan and Annette Wedemeyer. Appreciate the note. No babies to talk about this time around?
No babies, no.
No babies. Hmm. You know, we're getting to that time of the year, too. 4th of July.
It'll be here soon.
Yeah, we're starting to talk about it already. I got a couple of notes here already. The Atlantic JCs sponsor the 4th of July flight breakfast and the fireworks display here in the community each year, and they're looking for funds to help out with those. They don't charge anything when you go to the 4th of July fireworks. They just ask for donations. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to help them out, you know, they'd sure appreciate that. They're using the same provider. The insurance hasn't gotten any cheaper. So, you know, people like the display.
Yeah,
so
cost
if you like,
never goes down.
No, it doesn't. No. And if you like the display and people have given them positive feedback, then help them out there, too. They'll have a DJ playing music that evening with some patriotic tunes. But if you can help them out, you can send a check to Atlantic JCs, P.O. Box 522, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. And they'll, of course, during the breakfast, the fundraising breakfast that morning at the fire station, always a good event, they'll be raising money there, too. So yeah. If you can help them out, they'd sure appreciate it. Also, I got a note here from Terry Queck Matzy, who's the vice president of the Fontenelle Enterprise Club. They're in their 101st year.
Wow.
And they are celebrating their 4th of July this year. They rotate with Messina, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Mm. This year, it's their year to do it. So they'll have a three-day celebration. Friday night, they'll have a slab supper. They'll have supper on the slab. They have a concrete slab where the kids have been skating forever. So they're going to have a slab supper, bags tournament, some karaoke. Saturday, they'll have a tractor ride, a fun run and walk, the 4th of July parade. They'll also have lots of different things going on. The bounce house, the kitty tractor pull, basketball, volleyball tournaments. There'll be an ice cream social, grocery cart races. The game truck will be there. Beer garden and games and concessions. And then on the stage, they'll have live entertainment starting at 1. Seamus Brown will be Elvis, Bob and Christy Black, and Banjoy will be performing along with Tyler Folkerts. And they'll have hourly drawings. They're giving away quite a bit of money in Fontenelle bucks. Hmm. They'll have a band coming in called Throwing Toast. I like that name.
Yeah.
They'll be the band on the stage that night. And then fireworks will begin at dark. And then on Sunday of that weekend, they will have, that'll be July 5th, they'll have a community breakfast and a church service, a Bloody Mary bar in the beer garden, some afternoon activities. There are some entries for the bags tournament and the fun run, and they do invite you to sign up ahead of time, but otherwise parade entries, you don't have to pre-register, just show up. So they hope to have a lot of folks there for that too. So it's 4th of July time, we're starting to get notes already.
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing I want to throw in real quick, the family of Ben and Misty Krieger here in Atlantic, they had a fire here recently mm-hmm. that destroyed a lot of things. You know, those are tough. If you can help those folks out, there is a fund set up at the Great Western Bank in Atlantic if you'd like to help those folks out. I know their family's trying to help them out as best they can. So if you can help out a family in need, they would sure appreciate that also. I guess that's all I've got, which is good because that's all the time we have. Better move along. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.
Because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. Because there is a bicycle parking at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce.